Part A. There are both positive and negative sides to everything that goes on in this world. Even the notoriously evil global warming is no exception to the rule. Melting glaciers may be causing global sea levels to rise and land to sink below sea level in some parts of the globe, including the Arctic Circle. However, an ice-free Arctic, which is likely to happen sometime soon, possibly by the summer of 2050, may be of great benefit to humans in several ways. The simplest, most obvious change would be in the transportation and logistics industries. Humans would have a handy shortcut from America across Arctic routes to Asia and Europe. As shorter routes would mean lower fuel use, the new routes may lessen the demand for fuel, eventually reduce CO2 emissions, and in effect, slow down the pace of global warming. Local people in the Arctic areas are starting to take advantage of the melting ice as well. It has become possible for cable-laying ships to go farther north, and geographically remote towns have begun to change. High-speed internet is coming with the benefits of connecting to the world. They would have improved education and healthcare, and a higher chance of attracting tourists. Besides, the taiga forest of high northern latitudes and tundra areas that are currently snowed in or icebound could be accessed and developed more easily. This would provide more land for people to live and work on. In fact, Greenland has had better agricultural yields with more variety of crops in recent years. The benefits are not limited to humans. Even polar bears seem to enjoy this warmer climate. They want the ice to be thin enough for their prey, such as ringed seals, to appear more easily and frequently in spring. In addition, a warmer Arctic Ocean would be a more ideal environment for the growth of plankton, which in turn would attract larger, more diverse populations of fish. The area is not vast compared to other oceans, but it would become home to various sea creatures. The last and one of the most important benefits from easier access to the Arctic region is that humans will be able to get abundant natural resources, such as minerals and natural gases. Actually, trading has already gotten underway. Unlike deep-sea development, conventional technology can be applied to these missions to reduce the risk of accidents and the costs of projects. If fair and appropriate international regulations are established, the Arctic will be a promising place to obtain valuable natural resources. Once something starts moving, it never stops. It is impossible to turn back the hands of time. Humans are just helpless. Governments are ready to spend several trillions of dollars only to lower the air temperature by 0.005 degrees Celsius, which is too small to be detected with normal thermometers. Are current climate policies really worth the dollars? Rather, why don't we try to see the bright side of global warming and think about how we can make good use of its advantage? It's about time to stop crying over its negative effects and wasting a vast amount of money on such an exercise in vain.